Ramasekh Brachot Daf Kaf Chet, and we're starting at the bottom of Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, in the middle of the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So now the decision was that it's not going to be Rabbi Yeshua because he was an involved party. It's not going to be Rabbi Akiva because he hasn't got Zchut Avot. The decision is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he's clever, he's rich, and he's from 10th generation of Ezra. So now Atuva Amru, second last lines at the bottom of the Amud. Atuva Amru, they come to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And they say to him, Nechele Lamarad Laveresh Matifta, are you prepared to be Rosh Matifta? Are you happy to take over as a Rosh Yeshiva? Amar Leu says to him like this, good answer. Izil v'imlich b'inshei beiti. Let me go and ask my household. Azal v'imlich v'amlich b'dvitu. He went and asked his wife. Come to ask his wife, what should I do? Amar Leu says to him like this, turn everyone, we honor Amud Amud Daf Kafchek. Dilma ma'avrin lach. He says, wait a second, how do you know are they going to keep you there? Maybe it's just temporary measure, they're going to calm down from everybody being angry with Rabbi Gabriel. They're going to move you away, they're going to chuck you out. Amarle gives her an amazing answer. He says, Lishtamesh inesh yom echad bekase demokra ulemacha litvar. He says, a person, look at Rashi here, Lishtamesh inesh, a person should use you for one day, bekase demokra, a cup, Rashi like this, kase demokra, kos chuchit yekara. You, the person should get one day to use an expensive glass. Shkulei belashon Yishmael, Arkei says, "V'omrim b'nei Adam, b'mashal hediot." He says, like a colloquial type of idiom. Yom echad yishtamesh bo ba'alav v'idchabed bo v'im yishaver yishaver. You know what? You get an opportunity to use a nice crystal glass. Let's say in our language, get a chance to use it. Use it. If it breaks off, it breaks off. Don't be scared to use it in case it's going to break. It's amazing, unbelievably developed concept. Philosophical, psychological concept. Don't be scared of failure. You got an opportunity to do something. You're going to chance to succeed. You're going to get an experience opportunity. Take it, do it. And you know what? Afterwards, what happens, happens. So now she sees that he's serious. So she says to him, Amrelei, Abalet la chivarta. You got no gray hairs. Chivar from what? Enlecha, look Rashi. Enlecha, the first narrow lines. Enlecha, sarot levanot, shil zikna, v'nae le darshan, liot zaken. He says, if an old person, a darshan, a person who should have a beard, it should be old, it should be white, it should be grey, it should, you know, seem a man of experience. And you're a little pisher, you're 17, 18 years old. So the Gemara says, Ahu yome bar tamne srei shanehav. That's why I said he's 17 or 18, because on the Amud Bet yesterday, we saw that the Rav Nissim Gaon, the second last line, Rav Nissim Gaon, he says, Uminut Rav Elazar, Ben Yud Zayin Shana, he was 17 years old. And here the Gemara says, Ahu Yom Bar Tamei Srei Shanehav, on that day. So I'm not sure, but it appears to me that it could be that maybe on that day, meaning this day was his birthday, now turned 18. Right? So he says, you 18 years old. Right? So the Gemara is like this, Itrachesh Le Nisa, he had a miracle happen, Va'adrule Tamei Srei Darech Yivarten, 18 rows. Rashi says, Shmonai Srei Shurot Shel Zikna. Right, he had like 18 rows of grey hair suddenly appeared on him, or whatever. We say this in the Agadah of Pesach every year. I'm like a man of 70 years old. In below bench, he never said I am 70 years old. Gemara says like this: he took over, got the job. Tane oto yom silku lishmor leshomer petach. That same day, they got rid of the guard. There was a guard at the entrance to the main Beit Midrash of the town. And they let all those who wanted to come in, come in. Why did this have to happen? Rabbi Gamliel machriz v'omer. Rabbi Gamliel said like this. Kol Talmid Chacham. Rabbi Lazar had a condition. He says, Kol Talmid she'ein tocho kevaro. Meaning that his internal side is not like his external side. Right? In other words, the whole idea over here was, Rabbi Gamliel was very particular about the people who came into the Beit HaMidrash. He would check them and grill them and make sure that they just didn't look like good guys. They were mamash tzaddikim inside. He had good intentions. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was much more lenient. He said, guys want to learn. They want to learn. Let them come and learn. Right? So he says, Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol tamish en tocho kevaro lo yikanes to Beit HaMidrash. Ahu yom on that day, listen to this, itvasfu kama safs, they added in a whole bunch of benches into the Beit HaMidrash. There's a machlok l'abraham, and how many? And Rabbi Yochanan, pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Dustai and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Abba ben Dustai and Rabbanan argue. Chad amar itvasfu arba mea safsale. One opinion says that they added 400 benches into the Beit HaMidrash that day. V'chad amar shva mea safsale. 700 benches. Unbelievable amount of people. Rabbi Gamliel saw this and he started feeling all weak. Look at Rashi. Have a kachal shi daregim. Keshenireish nitvasfu hayom talmidim rabim. When he saw some people coming in, by adoeg, he was worried. Shlo yanesh. He shouldn't get punished in shamayim. But bameshe menam biyamav milavo. He stopped them from coming to learn Torah by midrash. He saw the demand, the thirst. What's going on over here? Right, Amar Dil Mechas V'Shalom. He says, maybe Chashan, back in the Gemara, Man Ati Tra Mishal, prevented Torah Milon Israel. So now, to calm him down, Ach Zulei Becham, he had a dream. Chatzvei Chivrei. So he saw this, like, bucket, this white bucket, the Malian Kitpin, that was full of ash. Right, I think Rashi says, yeah, the Malia Kitva. Look at Rashi, yeah, he says, the Malia Kitva. Klomar af elu enam ruim. It was a white bucket with black ash, meaning that don't worry, they're white on the outside, they're black on the inside. He originally wanted tocho kavaro. Here he's saying, look, the outside is white, they aren't ready right way. And the Gemara says velohi, and that wasn't really the case. Hahu liyatve liyituve datu dachzulet. Only the reason that the green dream came was Shamayim trying to help him calm down. It wasn't really the case. They were good guys, these guys. Tana, eduyot bo bayom nishneit. Right, they were tested on that day. The Adiot or the Masechet Adiot was learned on that day. B'chol Echad Amiran, and the Gemara is like this. Anywhere it says Bov Vayom, we see a lot of times in the Gemara it says Bov Vayom, the Salocha was learned Bov Vayom on that particular day. The term Bov Vayom is Ahu Yom Habib, means that day that Rabbi Gamliel was set aside, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah opened up the gates. V'lo hayata halacha shayata tluya ben midrash shelo pishua. The Gemara says there wasn't one halacha that was to suspend. Rashi says, Kluya. But Safek, they weren't sure about it. Why did it happen, says Rashi? He says, there's so many Talmidim, Rav, Hachidud, Vapilpul. They sharpened one another, and the standard of learning went up. Suddenly, there's so many people there, they were now challenging one another. They were able to learn the new standards. Avraham and Gamliel. But the greatness here is that Avraham and Gamliel, Lo Manatzol, and Bera Midrash, himself never prevented stopping coming in. He came to the Midrash. Even for 1 hour, after Shachat, he didn't stay at home. Okay, what can you do? I'm not only the Nasib, I'm still going to learn. You can't be Midrash. Titnan, the Mishnah tells us. I've got a Mishnah over here from Masechet Yadayim. It's like, Bovayom ba Yehuda ger Amoni lifnei b'ed HaMidrash. Right? So on that day, Yehuda ger Amoni lifnei b'ed HaMidrash. Amar lahem, mutar labo b'kahal. By Yehuda, Geremoni Flehem. So I think, yeah, is this a question? No, right? He says, "Amar le mutal abo bekal." Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, "No, sure, talabo bekal. You can't come a ger and amoni. You can't be a ger. So you can't. And if you go, you can't join Am Yisrael. The generations, you got to wait." Amar Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Mutar talabo bekal." Sorry, Rabbi Shua said to the ger, "You can be. You mutar." Amar Rabbi Gamliel, but look for Neemar. But Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi, so we see here, the Gemara basically brought a Mishnah to show you that on that day there was a machlok, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel says, we have a pasuk where he says, Lo yavo amoni umuavi bekal Hashem. We have a pasuk in Dvarim, right? And it says, Gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem, even for 10 generations, meaning basically forever. And Rabbi Shua says, V'chi amon umuav komana in Joshvin. You think this guy today is really amon or muav guy? Didn't we know that Sancheriv, Melech Ashur, came and Bilbele Kol Amu, mixed up all the nations? Shneimar, he quotes a pasuk over here from Yeshaya. It says, Ki amar b'choach yadi asitu v'chochmati ki nevulotiv asir gvulotamim v'atidotahem shoshati v'orid kabir yoshvim. He says, v'asir gvulotamim v'atidotahem shosti, moved all around. And he says now, when people move around, we've got a klal called the parish rule of parish. When we have the concept of called the parish rule of parish, means if you've got a big bucket of something and you suddenly see on the floor something's fell over from it, you assume it came out of that big bucket. Basically, if lots of people moved around, what are the chances that this guy is the one guy that stuck around? He's the original Amoni or Moavi. He also moved around. He's from the Rov. So therefore, this guy is definitely not a Amoni, says Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore, there is no problem whatsoever. What's my place? I'm a Lord Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Yeshua, V'alo kvar ne'mar v'acharei. Quotes another pasuk of Yehuda. This pasuk comes from Yirmiyah. It says, V'acharei chen ashiv et shfut b'nei amonu mashiv. I'll return them. Right? So maybe they've been returned. Kvar shavu, says Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Shua says to him, no, we got another pasuk. We also got a pasuk And this pasuk comes from Amos. V'shavti et shvut amo Yisrael. I mean, I'll return my nation of Israel. V'adayin lo shavu, says Rabbi Yeshua. So what do you mean? If Am Yisrael isn't shavu, why do you think Amon and Moab have shavu? It's pasuk that this guy is not an Amoni or Moavi. The Gemara says, "Miyad he tiruhu labo bakal." They said, "No problem. This guy's a good ger. He's a good ger in Kamba Kalshel. He's not an Amoni or Moavi." So Rabbi Gamliel, now after this whole scenario, says, "Hoyel v'hachi hava." I see what's going on over here, and I really wasn't right. Izil v'ayfisie. I've said Rabbi Shua. I'm going to make shalom with Rabbi Shua. Remember, Rabbi Shua was the guy that he made stand up, and yeah, with this whole he sees his negotiation with Rabbi Shua, and he sees what's going on about Midrash. Bottom line, he has a bit of charota, so it seems. He says, I'm going to go and make shalom. Kimat levete. Now he comes to Rabbi Yeshua's house. Look, unbelievable story this. Chazinu la'ashita devete de mishcharan. He sees over here, Rashi. He says, look at Rashi over here. He says, he comes to the house. He sees that kotlei beito, the walls of his house, Rabbi Yeshua, hayu shchorot, were black. Amarle. So Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, says to Rabbi Yeshua, "Mikotlei beitcha, atanikar shepachme atay." So from the walls being black, I can see that you're really a coal maker. You make coals. Rashi says, "Yeah, shepachme oseh pechamim." You make coals, charcoals. Ve'ashurim napachum. And some say that he was a silversmith or a blacksmith, that he worked with steel. But bottom line, he was a laborer. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, he says, "Amale oy lo ledor shata parnaso." He says, "Woe unto the generation that you, Rabbi Gamliel, are their parnas, you their manhig." You haven't got a clue how us Talmidei Chachamim, how we battle to survive, how we battle to make a parnasa, what we live off. So Amar lo Rabbi Yush, Rabbi Gamliel is really feeling bad now. Rashi says, "Yeah, na'aneti lach." Says, "Dibarti lemulcha yoter min ha'ra'uy." I didn't speak nicely to you. Machuli, forgive me. And the Gemara says, "Lo ashkach by Rabbi Yeshua." Wasn't interested in him. Didn't take notice. Wasn't prepared to forgive him. So Rabbi Gil's getting desperate. He says, "Asay bishvil kvod Abba." He says, "If you don't want to do it for me," he says, "do it for kvod Abba." And we're talking here about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, I think it was Rabbi Gamliel, was Rabbi Yehuda's son. P.S. And he said, okay, he accepted it. Amru. So now there's a problem. Because basically everyone knows that the real Nasi is Rabbi Gamliel. And that Rabbi Gamliel should be the one who gets the job. But they're stuck now. Because at the end of the day, that what do you say? That Rabbi Azari is the Nasi. And I said there that I think that Rabbi, I think it's right, Hillel, he's from the family of Hillel, not which is also the same family, but Rabbi Gamliel was the family of Hillel, not Rabbi Nasi. So he says to him, "Now what are we going to do? Right? What are we going to do? We've got to go back and we've got to sort out this whole story." So the question now is, right, my Nazir Lamelahu, Rabbanan, who's going to go tell Rabbanan that Rabbi Gamliel has made shalom with Rabbi Yeshua and it's time to bring him back? So Amar Lehu Ahu Koves, there was this guy Koves, I don't know if he was a cleaner or a launder, who was a Talmid Chochem who was around, his name was Koves, who says, "Ana Azil Na Alga." So now Shalach Rabbi Yeshua to Beit Midrash, they sent him, Rabbi Yeshua sent him to Beit Midrash. Right? And he says like this to the Beit Midrash, "Man de lavish mada, ye lavish mada. O man de lo lavish mada, ye male le man de lavish mada, shlach midach va'ana al b'shei." He says, he talks in a bit of a code over here. Rashi says, "Man de lavish mada, haragil lil bosh hameil." The one who's regular, who's used to wearing the jacket, the coat, in other words, the nasi, Yilbash, Klomar Hirgil, Aragil ben Asiut, Yenasi, that the person who's normally the guy wearing the cloak, who should be the Nasi, should be the Nasi. Samar Lehu Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbanan, "What are you talking about? Right? Truku Gale, close the doors." Look, it's Likute Rashi Avia. The bottom here, there's a Gemara here in Rashi, Rabbi Kami says, "Truke Gale, Trakali, Dereb Tucha, Sagar. Close the doors." Why? He started worrying. The Lord lit to after Rabbi Gamliel, but Tsar Rabban. Rabbi Gamliel's guards, his servants, are going to start coming in here and causing trouble for Rabbanan. Rabbi Shua saw that their things aren't going so well. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Mutav de Ikum Vaizil Analagabai. I better go there and sort things out and quiet them down. At the Tarif Ababa, the doors were locked. Rabbi Akiva made them lock the doors. So Rabbi Yeshua comes and starts knocking the doors. At the Tarif Ababa. Amarle. So now it's like this Maze ben Maze Yaze. Right? Look at Rashi. Maze from to Hazaa of Dam. Right? The Kohanim do on the Korbanot. They sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach. Rashi says Maze ben Maze. The person who's the child, the sprinkler, the child of a sprinkler. Look at Rashi, Kohen ben Kohen, Yazet me'achatat. In other words, the real Kohen, he must sprinkle the blood of the Korban Chatat. V'she'eno, and he who isn't a Kohen, lo mazeh, v'lo ben mazeh, right? And the guy who isn't, not the Kohen, or the son of the Kohen, yomar le mazeh ben mazeh, say to the real Kohen, May mecha may me'ara, your water is not proper water, is false waters, afrecha efer mikle, and your efer grashi akalui betanurim ubekirot, right? Klomar efer stam is not real esther paraduma. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel is the right nasi. He's the one that must do it. Let him take the job. And other than Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria or Rabbi Akiva, whoever it is, you're not entitled, you're not there, you must have to say, now, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, he's quite disappointed, he's horrified. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, nitpayasta, have you accepted his forgiveness? Kluma sinu ele bishvil kvodach. All we did was for the your kavod. What was upsetting us was the way that Rabbi Gamliel treated you. Right, so now it seems that Rabbi Gamliel also understood the story and everybody calms down. So now they say like this, Lamachar ani v'ata nashkim lepitcho. Right, tomorrow he says, both of us will have to go there to speak to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Now we've got to persuade him to step down. Samre, hechi navid, navre, how are we going to move this guy aside, set him aside? Gemira, how do we've learned? So Rashas over here says that we've learned over here, Ma'alin Bakodesh Vain Moridin. Right, there's a cloud. Once something has been elevated, right, the Gemara in Yoman, the Gemara in Megillah, and Horayas, and Shabbos, all over Shas. And once something has been elevated, right, Ein Moridin, you can't de-elevate. For example, if you've bought a Sefer Torah, right, and you sell the money of Torah, it's very difficult what to do with the money. If you build a shul, you have to build it on t'nai, that you can or condition that if you need to sell it, you can use the money for something else. Otherwise, you built the shul, you've got a problem. If you don't make it t'nai. Rami Amuridin, Nidrosh, he says like this, Nidrosh mar chadashabto, mar chadashabto, maybe we'll come to a compromise. The one will be Rosh Hashiva the one Shabbat week, and they'll be Rosh Hashiva the next week. But the problem is a concern, ateliknuye. But they're worried that Rabbi Gamliel would get a bit jealous about this. It wouldn't really work so well. Well, he's not on an equal. Ella, therefore, they came to the conclusion, Lindosh Rabbi Gamliel, Tlatze Shabte, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria Chada. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria would be one day, or 1 week a month, or one Shabbos a month, and three out of the four would be Rabbi Gamliel. So they kept Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria at the level of a Nasi, but he was like at a certain, like a junior level of Nasi. By the way, this is where the Gemara says, this is what we hear. And the Gemara says, right in Gemara in Chagiga, he quotes over here, Shabbat shel mi'ata. The Gemara, someone asked a question, Amar, whose Shabbos was it? Right, Shabbat shel mi'ata, whose Shabbos was it? Because I wasn't sure if it was Rabbi Gamliel who was giving the drosha that Shabbos, or if it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Right, so, and there he said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria ita. V'otot Talmid, the Gemara tells us now, in that story over there, who was that Talmid? They are taught Talmid that asked the question, says Rashi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai hayat. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So it wasn't just stam anybody. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked the question, whose Shabbos was it? And that's the end of the sugya. Now we carry on. Now we go back to our Mishnah. We had a machlokes Mishnah there between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakam said Musafin kol hayom. And Rabbi Yehuda said that Musaf is only up until 7 hours. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this. V'nikra posheya. Look at Rashi over here. What does it mean v'nikra posheya? Rashi says like this. Ham acher kol kach. If you daven musaf the whole day, like Tanakama says, Biochan said you called the poshaya. What brings a bright turban and you and after tefillot. You saw this early on. We had two tefillas in front of you, right? In other words, it's the time when you could daven two. Either mincha or musaf. Right, so the Tanakhama says we palel shem mincha v'achak palel shem musaf. First have a mincha and then musaf. Look at Rashi. Me'achar she'igias banak le'aktiba b'tchilat zmanah shlo yikra poshea gam aleha. Why we have a mincha first? Because we just saw saying Rabbi Yochanan said if you daven late. פלל של מנחה מאחר שיגיע זמנה כדי להקדימה פתחת זמנה לא יקרא פושעיה גם עליה. So it's bad enough that he says over there, so I'll go through it for a second. The Rabbi Yochanan said that nikra poshaya, right, if you daven so late, that if you are musaf so late. So he says mincha is arrives. Now Dami called him poshaya on mincha as well. Right, and then we palel musaf, look at Rashi, hoyo ve'iche, right? So since you're going to be late now, zman and over, the time is not going to pass. So we see we're not really so concerned over here. We're not going to leave Musaf the whole day. But Mincha Rat, Dav Mincha first, Dav called the Poshayo, Mincha, Dav Mincha quickly, and then Dav Musaf. Shezu, but Rat, so that is Chavi Ben Musaf. And now the Gemara gives a reason. Shezu, Tarira, Vzona, Tarira. He says like this. In addition to the reason that Rashi gave, he says, because really, why Dav Mincha first? Because Mincha comes around every single day. And Musaf is something which comes only once a week. So there Tadir and Tadir Kodem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but he says, no. Remember, Palel Shel Musaf, V'achaka V'Palel Shel Mincha. He says, first Daven Musaf, and then Daven Mincha. Why? Shezo Mitzvah Averit, V'zo Mitzvah Shem Averit. Rabbi Yehuda says that Musaf really is only for 7 hours. Rabbi Gerashi, Rabbi Yehuda Tamed, Amar Ad Sheva Shot, V'tulo, you can't have longer than 7 hours. So if you don't have Musaf now, Musaf can pass. Mincha can't pass. Because Mincha, even though Lechatchil Shdav Mincha, right, until Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you certainly have got the rest of the time if you don't make it. Rabbi Yochanan, Paskan Zalocha. Halacha, what's Zalocha? Mipalel Shol Mincha, V'achar Kach Mipalel Shol Musaf. So he Paskan's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Paskan's like Tanakama. Right, he says first Daven Mincha, and then Daven Musaf, based on the principle of Tadir, which is not Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Rabbi Zara, the Gemara means the story now. Rabbi Zara, ki have a chalish megir say he was weak from learning. So have azil v'yativ apitcha debay Rabbi Natan bar Tubi. So he went and he sat outside at the door debay Rabbi Natan bar Tubi. Rabbi Natan bar Tubi's Beit Midrash. Amen. What did he say? What was he? Why did he go sit outside? He says ki chalfei Rabbanan. When Rabbanan passed by, look at Rashi v'yat Talmidim. Hayotzim debay Rabbi Natan. Who coming out? Coming. The Talmid Chachamim coming out. As ikum mikamayu, I'll stand up for them. V'kabel agan. I'll get a bit of schar. In other words, he couldn't learn. He was too weak to learn. He was tired. So he, nonetheless, he didn't want to waste time. He wanted to get a bit of schar nonetheless. So he'll get schar from standing up for these Talmidim. Nafak at Rabbi Natan bar Tubi. So he went outside, and who came along? Rabbi Natan bar Tubi. So Amar le, man Amar halacha by midrasha. Right? So he says, now, comes along Rabbi Natan bar Tubi. Says, tell me, who was this? He says, this halacha in the Beit Midrash. Now, it's interesting, we're busy discussing over here. He says like this, so who says this halacha? And Rashi mentions over here, look, we're speaking about over here, Mana Malacha Beit Midrash, Mi Mibnei Yeshiva Amar Beit Midrash Lechak Rabbi Yehuda. Who in the Beit Midrash paskin the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? We said, not Rabbi Yochanan, right? So, he says like this, Amar Lehachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. En Lechak Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tami Palei Adam Shel Musaf, Achem Palei Shel Mincha, right? So he says, because Rabbi Yehuda says that first of all, the Musaf, the Mincha, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, you first have Mincha, and then Musaf. So Amale, Rabbi Yochanan Amra. He says, is that what Rabbi Yochanan said? So Amale in, yes. So look at this, Gemara says, Tane Minei Arbein Zimni. Rabbi Natan Bar Tuvi learned that over 40 times. So now it seems over here, that Rav Zaira sees Rav Natan bar Tubi learn for, he says to Amalei, Chade Hilach or Chadat Hilach? Is that a one-off for you? Look at Rashi, Achat Hilach, is that a one-off for you? Shlola Amalei Tavara Mishmosh Rabbi Yochanan, Elezul Bivai. Is that only you learn from Rabbi Yochanan? That you're making a point of repeating it 40 times so you won't forget? Let's say Rashi, Lechach Chaviv Hilach, that's what's so precious to you, because like finally you've got a halacha you learn from Rabbi Yochanan. Or Chadasha Hilach, or maybe it's a chiddush for you. You never knew this. Shaita Savur Shechad Ben Achaim Amar. You thought it was said by somebody else, and now he hears Rabbi Yochanan. You are so excited about it that you are repeating it time and time again. So Amar, what he answers him, he says, "You're right. Chadati li. It's a chidush for me. Chadash, from chadash. Why? Mishum de mesap keli, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I thought, this Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, look at Rashi, Sabur Ayiti, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amra. After that was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that was Rabbi Yochanan who said it. I'm very excited, and I'm making sure I don't forget it. He repeated himself 40 times. So now we mentioned Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We've got a halacha in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kolim yipalel tefillah shel musafin. Anybody that was musaf, lachar shevosh Rabbi Yehuda, upaskins that he can daven later, Rabbi Yehuda said, alav hakatuv omer, nugei mimoed asafti mimecha yu. Right, quite a pasuk over here from Tzafania. Nugei mimoed asafti mimech. Nugei, we'll see in a second, destroyed from the Moadim that I've gathered to you. Ayu maseta leh, it's been a burden on you. Chirpa, this insult is a burden on you. So the Gemara is like this. My mashpid hai nugei lishnet de tavru. Where did this lashon of nugei? The pasuk says, nugei mimoed asafti, you've been destroyed. That's lishnet tavra, the taf and the shin in Aramaic interchange. So the tavra means the shavra, shavur. And it's of Shavuot, something broken, which is destroyed. So how do we know this? Because the Targum Yosef, Rabbi Yosef wrote his Targum of Aramaic. It's like this. Tavra Ati. Destruction was brought upon. Ati came. Al Snehon de Beit Yisrael. Those that hate Israel. That's like what we call a Shon Sagin Ahor. You don't want to ever say that Israel itself is hated, but the haters of Israel, meaning Israel itself. What happened? What was the destruction brought upon them? Al de ichruz mane moadia dibushalai, right? That they delayed the times. Look at Rashi. Mimoed machmat sheviru moadei hatfilot v'chagim yu nogim v'asufim v'kerim. They were destroyed because they changed. They delayed the whole times. They didn't rush to daven properly. Amar doesn't call me padel. That's why if you daven musaf too late. Right, that's what the pasuk refers to. Rabbi Lazar called me parallel tefillah shel shacharit lachar arba shot Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar says that was Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Rabbi Yosef says anybody who davens 4 hours shacharit after 4 hours of Rabbi Yehuda, in which you daven later on the other back to Rabbi, same thing. Nugei moed asafti mimechayu. So goes in my mashma now. The har nugei is not lishna. There we say lishna the tavra. That's a destruction. Here says lishna the tsaru. That's a lashon of anguish. It says dichtiv. Right. We've got a parish over here from Eicha, right? Dalfa nafshi mituga. Mituga is the tafar. Rashi says, ya klomar nechseret v'holechet. It's lacking, right? It's, in other words, it's in anguish. Rashi says, his own makor, he says, mihacha. He says, betuloteya nugot v'hi marla. Right? Rashi says, nugot lashon yagon. Right? So basically, there's a lot of anguish and pain and suffering for people who daven late. Don't daven late. The idea here is to try and daven as quickly as you can. Well, I'm with Beta Vyav Kafchet. Rav Avia Chalash Lo Atele Pirkut Rav Yosef. So Rav Avia was sick, wasn't feeling well. We'll see in a second that he wasn't feeling well because he was hungry. Velo Atele Pirkut never came to Rav Yosef Shir. Look at Rashi had Lo Atele Pirkut Rav Yosef. Shahaya Rosh Yeshiva Bapumbedita. Rav Yosef was Rosh Yeshiva Bapumbedita. Vahaya Doresh Beshabbat Kolim Tala Musa. Before Musaf on Shabbos, he gave a drosha. And he says, Ulachar Drosha, after the drosha, you hochim le Barakis, they go to Shul. So obviously, but the drosha took place somewhere else, not in the Shul. They'd have in Shachrit somewhere, then they'd have the drosha, then they'd go to Shul for Musaf. Right? So now he never came. Right? And look at this. The Rosh Hashanah got pretty upset if he never came to the Shul. He couldn't just not come to the Shul. So now, Abaye wanted to lanuche date to Rav Yosef. He wanted to calm Rav Yosef down. Right? He wanted to make Rav Yosef was Rosh Hashanah. He shouldn't be too upset that Rav Avia never came. So he says to Rav Avia, he says, Amale, my time, Eloate, Marla Pirka, why didn't you come? He's trying to understand why he never came. So he could calm Rav Yosef that Rav Avia wasn't in the shir. Amale, why? The Hava Chalish Libai, I was so weak, I was feeling my heart was weak, I couldn't. Within a second, he was hungry. Amale, Amale, Lord Tam Tamide Ati, so why didn't you taste something and come? Why didn't you have something to eat? Well, there's a Rashi there that says, missing a Rashi. No, not missing a Rashi. So Amale lo sabale mar. So now Rav Avia says to Abaye, what lo sabale mar lahad Rav Yehuna? Amar Rav Huna paskin aloch asul adam ishtom klum kolim shipadel tfilat ha-musafin. Amar it, aloch Rav Huna said, you call me before Musaf. So Amale says, that's beautiful, but you were sick. Ibaile le mar li tzulay tzulot musaf yach, you should daven tzulay musaf on your own. Right? And then little midi and eat something. V'lemaiti, and then come to the shir. You don't miss the shir because of that. He says, Amalem, Velo Sabah Lamar, Lahad, Abim Yochanan. He said, but don't you hold Abaya, like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin, Asulu Ladam, Shiakdim, Tfilatol, Tfilatatzibu. You shouldn't daven before the Tzibu davens. The tzibur davens musaf at 9:30, and it's now 8:30. I want to eat to go to the shir. I can't. Got to wait for the tzibur. Rabbi says to him, "Lav itmar Allah." I'm already saying on that halacha, Rabbi Yochanan's, but tzibur shanu. That's only when you're davening with the tzibur. Look at Rashi. Imhu betakresli matzibur lo yakdim nipalev. You're wearing shul. Don't daven quickly. Wait for the whole tzibur. If you're in your home, at home in a different place, it's not a problem, right? Velate halchita. In any other Gemara, it says, V'leit hilchot lo kravuna. The halacha is not like kravuna. Ravuna says that you can't eat anything before Musaf. The halacha is not like him. And the Gemara, while we're speaking, it says, V'also, lo kravi shur ben levi. The halacha is not like kravuna. What's the halacha of shur ben levi? So the Gemara says, kravuna ha darman. When we say, halacha is not like kravuna, that's what we just spoke about already, about not eating before Musaf. And Rav Shur ben Levi, what Rav Shur ben Levi said, Rav Shur ben Levi, Kevin she gears man tefillah mincha, when mincha time comes, asu l'adam she yitom klum, kolim she padel tefillah mincha. The halacha is not like him. He said, you can't eat before mincha, we don't pass can like that, and you can't eat. New Mishnah, matit, Rav Nechunia ben Akaneh, haya mitpalel ben Nesul ben HaMidrash. So Rav Nechunia ben Akaneh, we quite remember at funerals, he was davening at the entrance of ben HaMidrash. Haya mitpalel ben Nesul ben HaMidrash. So he said a special tefillah katzara, a special tefillah when you go in and when you go out. Now this tefillah, actually, if you look at some of your Gemaras, in the front it's printed almost exactly word for word to this Gemara. Amrula, so he says, Ma comment today. I asked him, what's my comment tefillah? Where are you the tefillah from? Right, look at Rashi there. Klomar, my tiva. Well, what's this tefillah about? So Malahem, he says like this. Beknisati ani mitpalel. When I daven, when I go into the midrash, I daven. Shlo yared davar taklani. I shouldn't have any mistakes. Nothing should happen. Ubiatziati ani noter odah alchekir. When I leave the midrash, I thank Hashem for the fact that that I was able to do what I was able to do. I'm going to explain in a second. Takala aliyadi. So he says like this. Gemara, Tanabran. But it's not Mahomer, the bright, the group brings a brighter now, which discusses his tefillah. So what would he say when he came into the Midrash? Please, Bashem. Shlo yare davar takladi. I shouldn't have any mistakes. Velo yikashel b'var halachan. I shouldn't make wrong halachic decisions. V'yismechu b'chav. My friend should be happy with me. Velo amar al tamayt. Velo tibat tot me. I shouldn't make mistakes. So that what's tahor is tamay, but tamay is tahor. Velo yikashlu chavra b'var halachan. And my friend shouldn't make mistakes. We should all be happy. And then we see Atoma, who already said when he leaves the Midrash, he thanks Hashem that you gave me my portion to sit in the Midrash. And I'm not part of those guys sitting. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's Yoshvei Kranot? He says, Are the Chen Vanim shopkeepers or Amei Aretz? Is the second answer of Rashi. Just sitting around talking. I get up early, and they also get up early. I get up to go and learn Torah. And they just get up to go and do unnecessary things. I toil, and they toil. I get the reward for my toil. They get reward for toil. Talking about batlanim here. I run to go where I'm going to go. They also run. I run towards olam haba. The end is not a happy ending. That is a tefillah which you'll see in most, a lot of Gemara is printed right in the beginning, and there's a minhag to say it, we'll say it before they, at the beginning and after they end learning. Traman, another brother, Kishal Rabbi Lazar, when Rabbi Lazar was sick, Nichus Tamid Avle Bakro, so Talmidim came to visit him. Amrulo, they said to him, Rabbeinu, Lamdeinu, Orchot Chaim, teach us something, some Derech Eretz. And Venisker Bahin Lachalwaim, from that we'll be able to be Zoche to Lama Baha. Amar Lahim, he says to them like this, Hizaru b'chavod chavrechem. Be aware, be wary of your friend's kavod. Or treat your friends with kavod. Umanu, this interesting one. Umanu b'nechem mina higayon. And keep your children away from too much logic. Rashi says, yeah, b'higayon, he says, lo targilum b'mikra, don't learn chumash too much, b'shum demishcha. Because they'll get pulled away here from learning Mishnah and Gemara, and things they should do. Right? Rashi, Lashon Acher is Misichat Iladim. Don't let your children waste too much time talking nonsense. Hoshivam Bein Brikei Talmid HaChachamim. And let them be sitting between the knees of Talmid HaChachamim. Or just let them be familiar, grow up, be surrounded by Talmid HaChachamim. V'keshatem Yipalim. And when you daven, he says to them, Do'u Lifnei Miatem Omdim. Know in front of who you're standing. Rashi says, yeah, Shet Kadeshi Tit Palalu Beyiral Vakavana. That's the first, the second narrow lines of the Rashi there. Daven with Yira, with fear and Kavona and proper intention. Bishvil Kach, and as a result of that, Tisku Lechayel Mabai, be worthy of the world to come. Ushachar Rabbi Yochanan Zakar, Rabbi Yochanan Zakar, Kit Nichstam Rabbi Vakrup, he's telling me to visit him. Kevin Shayotam, when he saw them, he started crying. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zaka started crying. Amulo Talmidav. He said, Talmidav said to him, Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, Amuda Yemani. Look, this is the last version. Rashi says, Amuda Yemani. Rashi says there, the second arrow lines of Rashi, Shnei Amudim Hamid Shlomo Olam Im. Shlomo built two big pillars in the Olam of the Ben Amidash. Shema Yemani, the right hand one was called Yachin, and the left hand one was called Boaz. So they say, Amuda Yemani, meaning Yachin, you're the right hand, the right pillar of the temple. The temple is resting on you. Patisha Chazak, the strong hammer. What are you crying about? Think of you. You're such a great guy. What are you crying about? Amar, let me say to them like this. Let's assume now that they were taking me to a physical king. Today he's here and tomorrow he's dead in the grave. If he gets angry with me, that doesn't last forever. Vimosarani, Rashi says, Osrani, he puts me in prison. If he puts me in prison, we say Matir Asurim, right? That releases the prisoners. Imosarani, Enisaro Isurulam, he can't hold me there forever. Vimemitani, even if he kills me, Emitato Mitatolam, that's not a death forever. If he kills me, I'm dead, I'm gone. It's not a Lamaba, it doesn't affect my Lamaba. I think Rashi says, Mitatolam, right, Lamaba. It doesn't kill my Lamaba. Vani yachol lefai so bedraven. I can even appease him with words, or the shachtobim. I can bribe him. I can buy him off. Afal pech. Even if this was the king you were taking me to now to stand judgment in front of him, ayiti boche. I'd be crying. Look at Rashi. Me'mat mishpato, from the fear of the mishpat of the din. Im ledin molichin oti lefanav. If they took me there for judgment, I'd be scared. V'achshav he says now shemolichin oti lemelech b'achay amlachim eklosh baruchu. Shuchai v'kayam, is a living God forever, not like a king who's here one day, dead the next day. Ula olam, ula olmei, I mean, for all the worlds, he's never going to die. Shim koes alai, kaaso, kaas olam. If he gets angry with me, it's forever. Im oshrani yisuro, yisuro olam. He puts me in jail. If he locks me up, if he throws me away, it's forever. Im emitani mitato, mitato. If he kills me, it's gone. Even when my body is gone. I can't appease him with words, but I can't buy him off with money. Not only that, I've got two ways in front of me. I don't know which way they're taking me there. I could either go, this is Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan, it's that guy talking. I shouldn't cry. What do you mean? Of course I'm crying. I'm they said to him, Rabbeinu Barchenu, bless us. Samala, he blesses him. The Yiratzon Shtehem, Moreh Shamayim Alechem, Kamoreh Basavrem. He says, I'm blessing you the least. You should have the fear of heaven on you as great as the fear of people. Amulot Talmidav, Adkan, that's all. Rashi says, Adkan, Bitmiya, Rashi says, Klomar, Velo Yotemi, Moreh Basavadam. Is that all just like Moreh Basavadam? So he says to him, that's the only fear we should have. We should fear just the level of if it was a human being. Amarim alavai, he says. Alavai, you should get to that. Look at Rashi, alavai, shehe kemore basar vadam. You should just be fearful that it's fearful of people. Shehem ken tichdelu me'avrot harbe. You would stop doing lots of sins. Right? He says, tedu, kishadam over avera. When a person does a sin, Rashi says, beset there, me'ore abrot. When a person sins in private, away from people's eyes, people can't see him. Ve'yodeya sheakolu galu akavarot. But nonetheless, he knows that Akash Baruch can see him. And Menyachta doesn't help him. So what's he's worried about? People seeing him. He's not worried about Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is saying, you should be worried about people. If you worry as much about people as you do and for Hashem, as much as about people, you'll be okay. And what do they say? Back in the Gemara, Shlo Yirani Adam. As long as someone doesn't see me doing it. Right? Now, Bishap Tirato, when he was dying, Amalehim, Penu Kelim Ipnei Atum. He says, get rid of all the Kelim, take them out of the house. Because right, you know, if you've got open vessels in the house, they're going to become tamei as well. Rashi is tumat ulamek b'chol habayit. Vehechinu kisei lechizkiyahu melech Yehuda sheba. And prepare a chair for Chizkiyahu. He says, Eli levoti is coming to accompany me. Okay, new Mishnah. Manitin, we've got a new Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So we back to Rabbi Gamliel, who's announced, he says, b'chol yom v'yom v'pala adam shmoneh esrei. Person should have an 18 psukim every day. 18 brochah shmoneh esrei. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you don't daven Shmona Asher, the whole Shmona Asher. You daven Me'ein Shmona Asher. In other words, you daven a shortened version of Shmona Asher. Rabbi Akiva comes with a sort of a compromise. This is the halacha. Im Shkurat Tfilat Befiv. If you know the tefillah, remember in their days, the prayers weren't written down. Tefillah was considered part of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh wasn't written down. It's only much later on. The Gaonim wrote down the Gemara, and probably after that, they wrote down the tefillah. It says, Rabbi Akiva, Im Shkurat Tfilat Befiv. If you know tefillah, then you say Miplel Shmon Asher, the whole Shmon Asher. V'im lav, and if you don't know it well, then just be Shmon Asher. Rabbi Elezer Omer, I'll say Tadok Keva, and we saw this in the Mishnah, Ein Tzadok Tachnunim, if your tefillah is kavua, if you're just davening by rote, then your tefillah is not considered Tachnunim, and you don't have any Vakasha yet with regard to Asher. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'olech Mimakom Sakna Miplel Tfilah Ktzara. If you're going in a dangerous place, you don't take a long time davening, you daven very quickly. V'omer, what do you say? Hoshea Hashem et Amecha, et Shehit Yisrael, b'chol Pashat Ta'ibur. Right, Rashi says, V'yeh Hoshea et Amecha, Radzu Tfilah Ktzara, b'chol Pashat Ta'ibur. We won't explain later on what that is. Yehiyut, right, it's like this, Yehiyut Tzor Chehem Lefanecha. It says like this, Hoshea et Amecha, et Shehit Yisrael, b'chol Pashat Ta'ibur, Yehiyut Shachim, Tzor Chehem Lefanecha, your need should be in front of Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Tefilah. That's the tefillah that he says if you're going in a short, in a dangerous place. If you're having on a donkey, you're in place, you get off and daven Shmon Asher. And if you can't get off, right? Rashi says, yeah, if you can't get off, he says, because there's no one there to help you. Right? So then what do? Yachzir panav, but he says, turn your face, Rashi says, let's say Yerushalayim, facing Yerushalayim. If you can't do that, because maybe you're driving very fast or whatever, Yechavenet libo, let your heart be focused, keneged beit kodshei kodashim, facing the Beit HaMikdash. Now another halacha, Ya malech besvina o ba'azdada. If you're on a boat, right, or asad, Rashi says, asad, he gives two explanations, but the second one he says like this, he says, Lashon acher etzim hakshurim zeim zeim, wood that's all tied together, haba yachalot of wood together, u'lashon mikra, Kore otam rafsadot, like a raft, a rafsada. Right? So you're on a boat or on a raft. Yechavin et libo kenebet ha-kodashay ha-kodashim. Then focus at least your heart in the direction of Beit Kodashay ha-kodashim. So now the Gemara comes back to ask the question. We're talking here about Shmonashay, right? How come the Shmonashay, where do you get 18 brochas from? So, honey, Yudchit Shmonashay, where they come from? Amar Hillel Bered Rabbi Shmuel Barachmani says, Keneged Shmonashay Askarot Shamar David. We got the Bahavud Hashem Ben Elim. Right, that's the feeling we all sing on Friday night. Bahavud Hashem Ben Elim, Abu Hashem Kabod Voz, Sefer Torah. So, it says there the 18 Askarot. And those 18 Askarot are the 18, the sources for 18 Rashi says, "Yeah, Habul Hashem and Elim, Shul Remes LaAvot uGvurot uKedush Hashem Kareinu Barosh Hashana." Right, Minayin Shemim Avot Talmud Lomar Habul Hashem and Elim. Now, Rabbi Yosef Omer, he says he got a different reason. He says, "Keneged Shmonah Shaskoper Kriba Krishma." He says, "No, there's 14, the 18 mentions in Krishma Askarot of Hashem, His greatness. There, we in Krishma, we said against that." Zagora Baka Avihya. It says like he changes the order around, not Amar Rav Tanchum, B'nai Levi, etc., but Rav Tanchum, Rabbi Yeshua, B'nai Levi, Amar. Keneged Shmona Asher Chuliot Shebeshidra. He's got another opinion, so there are three opinions here. The one is Havu Lashem B'nai Elim, the 18 Askarot there, one is 8 Askarot in Shema, and one is the 18 discs in vertebrae in your spine, right? If you've got these things in your spine. Amar Rav Tanchum, Rabbi Yeshua, B'nai Levi, Hamid Palel. And against all of that is when you daven, tzarich shiichra ad shiit pakaku kol chuliot shebashidra. Now when you daven, there's certain places in the daven where you bend over, you bow down. In those places you bow down, you should bow down until all those bumps in your spine pop out, like stick out. Rashi says, yeah, sheyiru ap kakim, you should see the actual vertebrae sticking out. Right? Ulamar, arkele shire, isar kenek libo. Ula says, no, you don't have to, another measure of how you should bend down, until you see this, isar is the top of a coin. Right, Rashi says, Isar. And Rashi got a bit of an explanation here. I'm not 100% sure what it means, but I think the classic expression is that when you bend down, you can see a coin from the floor. It's on the floor, you can see a coin from that distance. Like Isar is like a small coin. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Kevan Shen Inar Rosho, if it's just you nodded your head, Shuv Eino Tzarek, you don't need to bow down any further than that. And on this particular locha here, Rabbi Chanina, Rava says, "V'hu de mitzar nafshei u'mechzei k'man dechara." Look at Rashi. Yeah? This is limited to a person. De mitzar nafshei, the fifth large clause of the bottom of Rashi. Shu nikar shechafetz lichroi. It's obvious that the guy's trying to bow in a shumistai, but it's too hard for him. Either he's an old person, or he's suffering, or he's sick. But if you're able to bow, you should definitely bow more than that. Not just nod your head, says Rava. He was says like this. Hanei tamne sarei. What do you mean 18 brochas? We all know tish sarei havia that actually 19 brochas. So Rabbi Levi, Brikat Tzedukim B'Yavnei Tiknoi. He says, the bracha here about the Tzedukim, remember the Tzedukim gave the Chachamim a lot of problems, that's the Lamal Shinim. Those who are ratting us or causing us problems. Right? Keneged B'Yavnei Tiknoi. The Gemara says, Keneged Mi Tiknoi. So Amar Rav Levi to Rabbi Hillel, Bereid Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani, Keneged Ela Kavod Hirim. He says, now it would depend. We had three Makorot for the Tefillah Shmonasha. The one Makor was Habul Hashem Ben Elim. So he says, as far as that answer is concerned, he'll say in that tefillah there, there's El HaKavod Hirim, another askar which wasn't counted previously. Rav Yosef Keneged Echad, Rav Yosef who said that it was the 18 askarot, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Makar Hashem Echad wasn't counted previously. That's the 19th askara. And Rabbi Tanchum Amar B'Shur Ben Levi, who he said over there that we've got to bow, Amar B'Shur Ben Levi said that we've got to bow. It's against the 18 vertebrae in our spine. It says Keneged Chuliak Tana Shebashadiyot. This little one at the bottom of your spine. That's the 19th one. We'll end up over here, and please God, we'll all carry on after Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.